SBS Filipino. Today, for the first time in our program, we have with us Jess Perez. He is a life coach, a trainer, and a speaker. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Annalyn. How are you today?
I'm good, and good to have you.
Oh, man, I am so excited and pumped today. So, yeah, it's such an opportunity. So I want to say thank you in advance. And, yeah, I'm just really excited.
Yes, and can we just say or mention that Jess is the brother of Miss World Philippines First Princess Glyza Perez, whom we had in the program a few weeks back?
That's right. Yep, I'm the kuya.
Yes, you're the kuya, one of the trainers, as she said.
Yes, that's right. So training her through mindset as well as physical training as well. So, you know, I'm glad to do the interview. It's more than just beauty, but it's the preparation behind the scenes where you know, bringing the confidence at the same time, you know, being prepared mentally, physically, really spiritually as well in the stage presence. So it's a big preparation. And yeah, I'm so proud of Glyza with the results that she's given. So yeah.
And you were able to apply your skills on life coaching.
That's right. So applying the skills, but I know that as a kuya, as a big brother, I had to do it in a different way. And one of the things is I said, look, I'm going to be your big brother, but at the same time, I'm going to be your coach. And it's all about how hungry she is and how, and just the purpose. I think that's really important because there's a lot of people that are, you know, I coach clients that some of them are in beauty queens and some of them are in a different avenue of life. But one of the things that I encourage them to do is, you know, find your purpose, you know, find that hunger, find that, you know, that driven purpose to actually say, you know what, this is what I really want to do and I want to give my best. And so with God's preparation, it's all about, you know, and I say to her that 80% is, you know, is the mindset, 20% is the execution. So that's the ratio that I bring on board with her.
Yes. And now talking about, or before we talk about the kind of coaching that you do, can you share how did you start with coaching, with your coaching career? You have mentioned when we first met that there was a time in your life where you were physically challenged.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, and this is how the journey actually came about through coaching is through my situation. And I was about 101 kilos at the time, you know.
Wow.
I was very so I was very, you know, depressed in a way where internally, and even though I'm a happy chappy guy from outside, but I had physical challenges through my mindset as well. And you know, I'm embarrassed to say, but I share this in my motivational talks and my seminars, is I used to have a really bad eating habit. And so even when I go during the time when I was working, I would eat breakfast. So I'll eat, you know, tanen, and I'll eat, you know, whether it be longanisa or tisino, but really not healthy breakfast, but really good pesto.
Yes, masarap.
And, oh, definitely masarap. And I was, and when I was going to work, even though I had breakfast, I'll go to McDonald's and I'll get, I'll get like a McValue meal, sausage and egg McValue meal with coffee. If I don't have that, I'll probably go to Krispy Kreme and get donuts. And I'll be doing that every morning. And I'll hide in the car, making sure that no one sees me. And I'll just keep on eating. And the worst part is if I go to parties, I'll eat lunch or eat dinner. And then I'll eat again.
So
you name it.
Were you bullied at the time because of your big physique or your physical appearance?
Not in a way. I was able to bring confidence, but I still wasn't really confident with myself in terms of how I look. You know, I look in the mirror and all I see is, you know, being overweight. And I eat a lot of junk food, you know, every night I'll be eating, you know, for dinner I'll be eating ice cream. I'll be eating, you know, Macca's, KFC, Oporto's, pizza, Domino's, everything.
Name
all the fun.
But what did you do? What did you do? Because having seen you, you weren't that big.
I mean, I'm in maintenance mode at the moment, so I'm back on track this year. I've got a massive goal to achieve. But how I transform myself is I was going to work, and I was walking up the train station, and this was a pivotal point as to why I wanted to do something that was a transformational type of thing in terms of my body. And I was walking to the station, walking to work, and I had swollen feet, and I started to breathe heavily. I couldn't breathe, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack at the time. And I was freaking out, and I thought I was going to die. You know, I'm going to get married. All these things were stopping in one moment. And it only happened for about 2 minutes. I couldn't breathe. It's like my heart was pulsating so fast, and then it stopped. And then I went to the train and I went to work. And then it was that moment I said, you know, I got to change my life. The only thing is I had a why I wanted to do it, but I just didn't know how. So I did something that was crazy. So the next day I said, look, I don't know how I'm going to change my life. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, transform my life in terms of my mindset, through my body, through what I want to achieve in the future. So I went to the news agents and I did something really, really crazy. And I think that's what we all need to do, is do something crazy that gives us that transformation.
What was the craziness then?
So I went to the news agents and I went to the Men's Health magazine. And I was just checking. I was trying to find who's the most good-looking guy who had six-pack abs. And I know it sounds crazy, but the guy was like, all right. So I went to the store. I purchased the magazine and I went home. And this is the crazy part. I cut out my picture, my face, and I cut out the image, and I cut the guy's face out of it, and I put my face on it, and I put it on the door.
So it looks like that image is you.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I have this fat face stuck on this six-pack abs model, right?
Yeah.
And I'll look at it every day, and I say, you know, one day I'm gonna lose weight. I'm going to, you know, get these six-pack abs. I never only had a one-pack ab, and that was just one pack, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have that six-pack. And obviously, you know, the Filipino food they have, it's always oily, and, you know, it's really delicious. But this transformation was, I started with my visualization. I started, okay, I need to write out my goals, but it was really hard. It was really challenging because I didn't have any model. And the model of excellence is this. I had to find someone who had the results that I wanted, and I wanted to learn it fast and quick so I don't have to learn. Because I did, you know, you go up and down, you know. So most of us, most people, they tend to want to lose weight, but they just,
and stop.
They go back to zero,
yeah.
And stop, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go through that journey. And I find a bodybuilding champion, and I said, look, I want to lose weight. You've got the results, and I want to learn from you because you've got the best results that I wanted to achieve. I just don't want to go backwards and fall behind.
Mm.
And so I went through training, and I find a coach who had results, and it saved me about 7 years of my time.
Wow,
so
that's
a big savings,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the model of excellence is find someone who has results. And if someone that's successful for 7 years, that saved me 7 years of, you know, of going backwards.
Mm.
And I achieved losing weight, and I hit down to about 65 kilos within 16 weeks.
And while doing this, I know that you have your personal goal, but how did you realize that this is what I want to do? I also want to train others.
Well, I couldn't train others until I trained myself.
Yes.
And I had to build that muscle, and this is where my passion started to develop. Is, man, I've been in a non-profit organization. I've been a leader. I've been doing a lot of talks, but I wanted to take it to the next level that I can actually see people transform their lives. Not just because there's five pillars of health. There's five pillars of life that I see in this world. It's love, health, wealth, happiness, and your spiritual life.
Yeah.
And one of the key areas that I was missing is my health. You know, I didn't really have a great health. My relationship wasn't that great. So I had to be balanced and find, okay, what is the best way for me to improve my life? And one of the things right now is health, because if your health sucks, then how are you able to perform at your highest level?
Yeah.
Right? And so important. And us Filipinos, we love to eat. You know, we go to fiestas, we go to artitas, artitos, and the first thing they do, we eat, and they go, oh, Jess, come on, have some more. And even though
yeah.
he's really eating, he's like, Tita, I love your food, but, you know, so there's a bit of moderation. But at the end of the day, it's all about building habits.
Yeah.
It's all about building habits. So, and this is where my passion came about is, look, I wanted to not only coach, but I wanted to, you know, do some talks. But really, my passion really is transformation, is getting people transformed, not just their health, but also their mindset. Through their, you know, through their business, through all avenues of life, that they'll be the best version of themselves.
Mm. So from being physically challenged to being a
uh-huh.
physical trainer and then life
yeah.
coaching.
Yes, that's right. And this is where I started to expound. So now that I've got, you know, a knowledge of health when it comes to nutrition or exercise, well, how do I improve that in, you know, other avenues of life? So now that I've covered the health part, well, how do I improve my life in my relationship, you know, in my wealth capacity? And so for all of us is we need to improve every single day of our lives. And sometimes we get stuck in a rut and we have this limiting mindset, limiting beliefs, particularly the Filipinos, like even for us, you know, we tend to be content where we are, but we got to be more than content. We got to have that fulfillment. You know, what fulfills you? You know, what gets you going every single day? Is it your family? Is it your kids? You know, what is that hidden driver? And when you find that why is, well, work out the how. Say yes to yourself and then work out the how.
Mm.
Yeah.
As a physical trainer, Jess, what's your advice to people who are physically challenged? I know you have experienced this, so people can really, or you can really relate to those people who are physically challenged.
Yeah, well, 100%. I know I coached a client who, you know, had physical challenges as well, and but it was more than that. You know, it there's also an effect as well, even though they're at this physical challenge, but there are a couple of things in their life that spurred up as to why where they are. And one of the things that I know that I always tell everyone is there's two keys to unlocking your full potential. You know, there's two keys that will just unleash, unlock, unload the greatness inside of you. Number one is self-awareness. When you're aware of where you are right now, to say, you know what, to be honest, my health from 0 to 1, you know, or 0 to 10, 10 being amazing, 0 being not that great, is where do I sit right now from 1 to 10? Mm. That type of self-awareness. And then you start to realize, okay, what are the things that I'm saying to myself? Number one. Number two is, you know, what are the habits that I built? You know, for me was eating junk food, you know, every morning and every night. So I had to replace that. And the only way I can do that is have a clean fridge. So we got to be, is replace it, because you get tempted, right? You know, when you snack. And we Filipinos, we love to snack. It'd be chicharron, whether it be chocolate, you know. So we love to snack on things. And I've noticed everyone, you know, all my titos and titos, they love to snack. So you got to replace that with healthy nutritional meal. But it's just more than just the physical state. It's more than the mindset. Mm. You know, 80% is your mindset. And so you got to see yourself. I had to visualize myself that I'm going to have a great health. You know, it's not about just having six-pack abs. It's about optimal health. It's about looking after your wellness. And I didn't want it to go back and have, you know, health problems. You know, health problems is a very expensive exercise.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, you know, being sick, pills, doctors, treatments? And so to avoid that is to, you know, be intentional. So the second key to unlocking your potential, number one being self-awareness. Number two is take responsibility. Is we need to take responsibility for our lives. If we don't, then we're just going to blame. We're just going to blame others. Oh, it's because of this food. Or I can't do this. Or, you know, I'm just a big bone. Have you heard of that word? People say, oh, I'm just big bone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really not.
I am a big bone.
But yeah, like at the end of the day, we all have choices. And that's the power that we have. It's the decision. You know, our condition, you know, is not. It's really our decision that determines our condition. You know, it's the choices that you make today will always determine your tomorrow. It's the choice that you make today will determine your future. But it's making that small progressive steps by moving forward.
Thank you very much, Jess Perez of Jess Perez Tribe.
Yes. Thank you, Annalyn, for this opportunity. And thank you for SBS Filipino. You guys are amazing.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.